This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Crack Schwarz satire fails, a communication breakdown. When satire becomes a communication grenade. What happened? Actor Prakash Raj retold the Ramayana with a satirical spin, framing Lord Ram as a North Indian migrant who took fruit without paying for it, and layering in contemporary references like GST. The bit ignited criminal complaints against him, and an arrest 100 crore legal notice. What started as a comedic riff on an ancient epic has turned into a full-blown legal and reputational crisis. The communication angle. Satire is a precision instrument. Prakash Raj used it like a sledgehammer. The first failure was audience misread. Satire only lands safely when you have either a sympathetic room or a clear enough framing that the target of the joke is obvious. Raj had neither. He took one of the most sacred texts in Indian culture, recast its central figure as a petty thief, and dropped it into an already charged political environment. The audience he needed to be in on the joke was never brought in. The audience primed to be offended was handed a gift. The second failure was context collapse. This is what happens when a message built for one room escapes into a thousand rooms. It was never designed for. A remark that plays as edgy commentary in a liberal urban gathering reads as a direct insult when it spreads on WhatsApp to people who hold the figure as divine. Raj either did not think about this, or he did not care. Either way, the result is the same. Your words will always travel further than your intent. The third failure is the most instructive. He conflated cleverness with clarity. Adding GST references to a religious epic is not a communication strategy. It is a signal to his own ideological circle that he is sharp and irreverent. But communication is not about signalling. It is about landing a specific message with a specific group to produce a specific outcome. What outcome was Raj aiming for? If it was political commentary, he buried it. If it was humour, he miscalculated the blast radius entirely. Here is the hard truth. The moment you make a public statement about something sacred, the burden of clarity is entirely on you. You do not get to say it was a joke after the fact. You had to make it land as a joke in the first place. He did not. The statement spread not as satire, but as mockery. Those are very different things, and the difference sits in execution, not intention. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on reading your room gives you a framework for mapping your real audience before you open your mouth. Not the friendly faces in front of you, but everyone downstream who will encounter your words without your tone, your smile, or your context. Raj had a message. He had no delivery system. Those are not the same thing. The takeaway. Before you make any public statement that touches religion, ethnicity, or cultural identity, ask yourself one question. Who is going to receive this message in the worst possible faith? And does my framing survive the reading? If the answer is no, write it or cut it. Not because you have to protect yourself legally. Because your message will fail to do anything useful if half your audience hears an attack instead of an argument. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.